Hare Krishna. I welcome everyone once again to the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Har Grace Kirtidasundari Devidasi Mataji to enlighten us on the topic Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 18. Hare Krishna Mataji, once again, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for giving your very valuable time in association, Mataji. I would like to hand over the call to you. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji, and all the assembled Vaishnavas, thank you so much for joining us today with another beautiful chapter of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Oh, really, really, very excited, but I just want to make a disclaimer that I wasn't well yesterday, so I haven't prepared up to the mark, but whatever comes, whatever by Krishna's mercy, you know, Gurudev's mercy, we'll just try to speak. So once again, thank you all so much for joining. Hope my voice is audible. Okay. So let's start our prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Anandelila Maya Vikrahaya Hema Bhativya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Maha Premarasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Mukam Karoti Vachalum Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripaha Tamham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Hare Krishna. So, welcome to this session of teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And as I said, I'm not 100% prepared for this, but really, you know, seek for prayers, blessings, and wishes from each and every one of you so that speak some things relevant to the subject matter. Everything what I'll speak is definitely not out of any kind of realization, but will be simply reading purports of our Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And of course, the verses quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the words written by Prabhupada in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So please shower your blessings. Vancha kalpatarupascha kripa sindhu vaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha kodi vaishnavrindi ki jaya. All the assembled Vaishnavas ki jaya. So teachings of Lord Chaitanya actually has two parts. So there are around 30 chapters, and we have already covered the first of 17 chapters. But first to 16 chapters is the first chapter, is the first part of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the book. And it deals with normally, just first and second chapter deals with the teachings of Rupa Goswami, but rest all the other chapters were the teachings to Sanatan Goswami by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after teaching to Sanatan Goswami, then Prabhupada brings up the context that what all happened when Mahaprabhu was on his traveling tour. So we know for 6 years Mahaprabhu travels. And then at that time there was a conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati, and then there was a conversation with Bhattacharya, and then the conversation with Ramananda Rai. All these are included in teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So the first part is totally the teachings to Sanatan Goswami, which we have already ended. We have concluded with the Atma Rama verse, and that was the last conclusion of the teachings of Lord Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami. In the second part, it started off day before yesterday, Tuesday, we covered about Lord Chaitanya. Who is Lord Chaitanya? Who are the Panchatattvas? And of course, Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then Prabhupada quotes about these conversations with Prakashananda Saraswati, who was a Mayavad. And in the conversations of Prakashananda Saraswati, it has been divided into two chapters. So the first chapter about the conversations we'll see today, and the further talks with Prakashananda Saraswati we'll see tomorrow. So let's start with our 18th chapter, which is entitled Conversations with Prakashananda. So actually what happened, that we all know that Mahaprabhu, he took initiation from Ishwarapuri Pad, who was the disciple of Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who is considered to be the root of this entire devotional tree. So after taking initiation, Mahaprabhu, from Ishwarapuri Pad, Mahaprabhu was traveling. And he had intense desire to go to Vrindavan. So on the way to going to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu was passing through Varanasi, present-day Banaras. And there was a whole, you know, group of Mayavadi sannyasis. And they were blaspheming Mahaprabhu. And they were saying, you know, that why you don't have interest in the study of Vedanta, you know. They were blaspheming Mahaprabhu, saying that sannyasi haya kare gayana nachana na kare Vedanta patha kare sankirtana. So they were saying that you being a sannyasi, because we know that Mahaprabhu also took sannyas from Keshava Bharati Maharaj, who was a Mayavadi sannyasi. So these Mayavadis were considering some adhikar on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he belongs to our cult. So they were saying that sannyasi haiya, that you belong to our cult, you are a sannyasi, and that too you have taken a sannyas from a Mayavadi sannyasi, who is Keshava Bharati Maharaj. So sannyasi haiya kare gayana nachana, being a sannyasi, you are always engaged in chanting and dancing and doing sankirtan. Na kare Vedanta part, you are not even interested in reading Vedanta or reading the philosophy, the study of Vedanta. So this way they were blaspheming, and then they were saying, Murkha sannyasi nija dharma nahi jana. He is a typically foolish sannyasi. This way they were blaspheming Mahaprabhu. Murkha sannyasi nija dharma jane. He doesn't know his own dharma. He doesn't know his own duty, that what he is supposed to do. Bhavuk hoya phire bhavukar sane. So being so much fanatic, being so much emotional, and being so much in ecstasy. So actually, yes, he was a bhavuk sannyasi. He was always in ecstatic emotions because he was in Radha Bhav. But what they want to say that he was a bhavuk means he was typically a fanatic sannyasi, which is in a negative connotation. And phire bhavuke rasane, and with all other fanatics, he's just roaming around on the streets of, you know, the entire world, this entire country, especially in the Varanasi. So, you know, he's such a bhavuk sannyasi, and the positive connotation is that, yes, he is an ecstatic sannyasi, always in Radha Bhav and Radha Prem. But Mayavadis were blaspheming that he is a fanatic and he's always in the association of others who are fanatic about chanting and, you know, dancing and doing sankirtan. So as Mahaprabhu, you know, he took a break and because he was passing through Varanasi while he was going to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu heard all this blasphemy, but being Trinadapi Suni Chena, walking his own talk, he simply smiled and he finally proceeded to Mathura, not giving any, you know, heed to what they were saying. Ei Sava Shunya Prabhu Hashe Mana Mane, you know, he listened to all this blasphemy, all this criticism, and he was simply smiling, Mane Mane. Upeksha kariya karo na khaila sambhashane. But he didn't accuse anyone of them and he carried out his own business. He did not talk to them. He did not accuse them. He did not counteract their criticism. He didn't do anything, but he just carried on because he was going to Vrindavan. So he carried on his journey to Mathura. So later, you know, after we know that he went to Vrindavan, he, you know, excavated all the holy places, Radha Kund, Sham Kund. And then he was coming back to Jagannath Puri. And we know that how on the way he was accompanied by Bhattacharya, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and he crossed those Jharkhand forest and he made all the animals also dance on the holy name. So that was the potency of Mahaprabhu. So after coming from Vrindavan, then again Mahaprabhu decided that let me stay in Varanasi, because he was coming back to Jagannath Puri and he wanted to stay in Varanasi. And there he decided to stay in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And Chandrasekhar Acharya was from the Kayastha family. And, you know, in those days, what happened was that anyone who is not born in the families of Brahmanas, they were not accepted as Brahmanas. So they were saying that only those who are born in a Brahmana families are actually Brahmanas. The rest, all others, whether they may be from a Kshatriya family or a Vaishya family, they all are regarded as Shudras. They were considered Shudras, non-Brahmanas. So that was the trend in those days. And though we know that Mahaprabhu, he did not accept this artificial principle, because it's guna karma vibhagasha, right? It's not on the matter of birth, but it's the matter of a quality or the nature that one has, that one is decided whether one is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra. So it's not that a Brahmana son will always be a Brahmana. Though he may be born in that Brahmanical family, but he may not have that intrinsic nature of to carry out that Brahmanical order of life. He may be inclined to doing some mercantile business, some business. So his nature is that of a Vaishya, though he's born in a Brahmana family. So that's the actual understanding. But the system in those days was that irrespective of one's nature, if one is not born in a Brahmana family, he is not considered to be a Brahmana. And even if he is born in a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, he is considered as a Shudra. So that was the principle. Mahaprabhu knew this principle very well, but still Mahaprabhu decided that let me stay in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, who is Kayastha, who is regarded as a Shudra at that time. But as a matter of principle, because when you are in Rome, you have to think like Romans. It's a common saying, right? So as a matter of principle, what Mahaprabhu did was he accepted the food in the house of Tapana Mishra, who was a Brahmana. So he stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, but he accepted the food in the house of Thapana Mishra. And he never accepted invitations from anybody, and he would never mix with any other sannyasis. So it was at that time, while staying in the house of Chandrasekhar Thapana Mishra, you know, for 2 months, at that time is the time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatan Goswami as per the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the entire instructions that we read in the past 16 chapters, the teachings of Sanatan Goswami, was at this time when Mahaprabhu met Sanatan Goswami in Varanasi while coming back from Vrindavan in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya and Thapana Mishra. So Chandrasekhar and Acharya and Thapana Mishra were also very much, you know, aggrieved in hearing all the blasphemy that is being done by Mayavadi sannyasis. So they would appeal to Mahaprabhu and they would say, how can we tolerate the Mayavadi sannyasis blaspheming you like this? We would rather give up our lives than hearing these blasphemy, because this blasphemy really breaks our hearts. So that was, you know, their thought process. And Prabhupada writes that a Vaishnava should actually be humble in his personal interactions and should be as tolerant as a tree, right? Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi shahishana. He should have that tolerance like that of a tree if he is insulted. So he should take those insults as a positive, as a constructive criticism coming. But if someone's guru or another high-class Vaishnava is blasphemed, then one should not tolerate. Then tolerance should not become. Like we give an example of Hanuman, that how he became so angry, you know, when he went to Sri Lanka. And he burnt every part of that Lanka. That Swarna Lanka he burnt because he was super angry. And he used that anger in service of Lord Ram. So it is also said that when that insult comes to us, then we should tolerate. But when our guru is insulted or a Vaishnava insulted, then there are three things that is supposed to be done. First is we should stop the blasphemer with our positive arguments. You know, so now that can only be happen when we are well versed in the scriptures. At least we are on the level of a Madhyama Adhikari. That we should have that entire deep knowledge of the scriptures that we may counter back their arguments and have our positive arguments in place and you know, help to stop the blasphemy of a Vaishnava. That's the first thing. If we cannot do that, then scripture says that one should give up one's life, one should commit suicide. Well, that is also not possible, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. Rather in any other age, I should say, for that matter, suicide is not the answer. But scripture says that, yes, one should gives away one's life. It's better to give away one's life than to hear the blasphemy of a Vaishnava. It's more worse of hearing, you know. Yes, suicidal is worse, but worse than that is to hear the blasphemy of a Vaishnava. So if you cannot avoid that, then better give up your life. But the third thing is that leave that place. We should try to leave that place, close our ears, not to be the part of any conspiracy where a Vaishnava or a guru is blasphemed. But a Kanishta Adhikari, as I said, he has a firm faith in the Lord, but he is not competent enough to fight or to counter-argue the criticism that is being placed. So Chandrasekhar Acharya and Thapana Mishra, yes, they were nice Vaishnavas, but they were onto the level of a Kanishthas where they don't have enough arguments, enough sayings where they can counter-argue with these Mayavadi sannyasis. And they were also unable to, you know, refute their words, and they were not able to fight against them. So they were simply appealing to Mahaprabhu that we cannot tolerate that they've been blaspheming you And for us, it would be that let's give up our life than to hear, because such blasphemy really breaks our hearts. Iha shuni rahe Prabhu, isha thashiya, sahi khale ek vipra, milila ashiya. But at that time when they were appealing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were simply listening, because Mahaprabhu was affected by the mood that Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya was carrying. They are, whether they are on the whichever level, Kanishtha or Madhyama, Mahaprabhu was not really bothered. But Mahaprabhu was so happy that, you know, they are really caring for my blasphemy and they are appealing me that I should really counteract back. And at that time, by the will of providence, by the desire of Mahaprabhu, he was smiling, but by his desire, a Maharashtrian Brahmana, he came there to meet the Supreme Lord. And that Brahmana, he came and he requested Mahaprabhu. And he said, I know that you are not accepting invitations by anyone and you are not eager to meet also to anyone else. But here I have invited all the other Mayavadi sannyasis of that Varanasi in my home. And my desire is that you please accept my invitation and please come to my home. I know you have never mixed with other sannyasis, but please be merciful unto me and please come to my home, accept my invitation. Because there, he was very straightforward that there I have called all other Mayavadi sannyasis of the entire Varanasi. And I also want you to be there. This way, Brahmana was earnestly requesting Lord Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally, you know, reflecting on the mood of Tapana Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya. And by his own sweet supreme will, he accepted the invitation of that Brahmana. And he said, you know that I don't go to anyone else's house, but I'm accepting your invitation. So I will definitely come. And next day, Lord Mahaprabhu, he went to that Brahmana's house. And there he saw there are a lot of sannyasis of Varanasi. They were sitting. So what Mahaprabhu did, he offered his obeisances to all of them. And you know, there's a trend that you have to wash your feet and then enter the house or the assembly. So Mahaprabhu, what he did, he washed his feet. And the place where all the other people were washing their feet, Mahaprabhu also washed his feet, but he sat there and then. And this way, Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his utter humility, at how humble he is. And this is not the something fake. After all, he is the Supreme Lord. This was his genuine humility that Mahaprabhu depicted. And there he sat. And as soon as he sat down at that place, there was a brilliant effulgence like a sun that was coming out from Mahaprabhu. It was a big, nice aura that was coming on. And attracted by that illumination, that effulgence, all the sannyasis also, they stood in respect to Mahaprabhu. And their leader was Prakashananda Saraswati. And what he did, he went to Mahaprabhu and he said, Iha Isha Shuna Shripad, Apavitra Sthane Vaisha Kiva Ashavad. He's saying, oh, please come here. Iha Isha. Like, please come here. Don't sit here. You are a great soul. And how come you are sitting here? This is a filthy place. People are washing their feet here. So why are you sitting at that? Is this apavitra sthana, this place which is so impure? Why are you sitting here? What's the lamentation in your heart? Can I help you with anything? But please, just get up from this place and come here. Come here. Why are you simply, you know, what is the cause of your lamentation? Why are you sitting at that impure place? Prabhu kahe, ama hai na sampradaya, toma shabara savaya vashitana yuyaya. Mahaprabhu said, well, ami hina sampradaya, I belong to a lower order of sannyasis. I'm not high class sannyasis like you all. Therefore, I don't deserve to sit with you all. So I'm just sitting at that place. I'm comfortable here, and let me just sit at this place only. But Prakashananda Saraswati, you know, he was not happy because he was so impressed seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he personally caught the hand of Mahaprabhu and seated him with great respect in the midst of that entire assembly of those sannyasis of Varanasi. And at that time, Prakashananda Saraswati said, he said, "I understand that your name is Krishna Chaitanya, because this was the name given to Mahaprabhu by Ishvara Puripada." And then he said, "But I also know that you have taken your sannyas initiation from Sri Keshava Bharati Maharaj. So you belong to our sampradaya only, right? You belong to Shankara sampradaya only because you have taken initiation in that line. But I have few doubts." And those doubts, Prakashananda Saraswati said, he said that, "I have doubt that why do you not associate with us? You belong to our sampradaya also only. We all are belonging to Shankara sampradaya. You have taken initiation, your sannyas initiation from Shankara sampradaya, from Keshava Bharati Maharaj. So you are like us. So why don't you associate with us? Why do you avoid us? You are in Varanasi and still you don't want to associate with us. Why is it so?" And then Prakashananda Saraswati also asked that, "Being a sannyasi, you should know your dharma. You should know your duty. And your duty is to read Vedantas. Then why you are engaged, you know, in just chanting and dancing in Sankirtan, just like fanatics? Why do you abandon meditation, the study of Vedanta, which is actually the duty of a sannyasi? And you're just roaming around in the street doing Sankirtan with these fanatic people. What is the reason?" And then Prakashananda Saraswati also said that, "You look brilliant like a Narayan." So it's not that he understood that Mahaprabhu is non-different from Supreme Lord, but it's the Mayavadi trend that they considered everybody Narayan. So he said, "You are Narayan. We are also Narayan," because they have this conception that one day we are going to merge in Narayan and we'll become Narayan in next life. So in that mood, Prakashananda Saraswati, you know, he appreciated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that, "You are also Narayan. So why don't you do this? You have this transcendental spiritual body. So why should you not study the Vedantas? Why you are roaming around in the street and dancing, doing kirtan and chanting with all these fanatic people? And why aren't you associating with us?" So this way, Prakashananda Saraswati put forward all his doubts to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, "Vedanta patana dhyana sannyasira dharma taha chadi kare kena bhavu kera karma." Now you are leaving this Vedanta patana, the study of Vedanta, you are leaving behind, which is actually the dharma of a sannyasi. Taha chadi, chab chod chad ke, leaving all this, you are just like a fanatic. You are roaming around and doing all these activities of chanting and dancing and so on and so forth. Hearing all these from Prakashananda Saraswati, Mahaprabhu said, "Prabhu kahe, shunu Shripad, ihara karana, guru mora murkha dekhi, karila shashana." He said, "Oh, Prakashananda Saraswati," you know, he addressed Prakashananda Saraswati as Shripad, as like we say, right, Shri Shripad or His Holiness, you know, this way he was addressing Prakashananda Saraswati. And he said, "Suno Shripad, ihara karana, now listen the reason why I'm doing all this. Guru mora murkhi dekhi, my spiritual master, he understood that I am a murkha, I am a fool, and karila shasana, therefore my guru chastised me." He chastised me. And what he said? My guru said, "Murkha tumhi tomara nahi ka vedanta adhikara." So he told me that you are such a fool that you don't have a qualification, you don't have that eligibility, you don't have that adhikar to read those Vedanta philosophies. And he told me, "Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sar." So he told me that you don't have eligibility, you don't have that qualification to read Vedantas, So what you should do is just always chant the holy name of Lord Shri Krishna. Krishna mantra japa sada, a mantra sar, because this is the essence of all the mantras, all the Vedic hymns. So just stick to this and don't go into reading all those kinds of Vedanta philosophies. And to this, Prabhupada writes that actually one can become perfectly successful in the mission of one's life if we exactly follow the words that is coming out, that is being emanating from the mouth of a spiritual master. Because the acceptance of the words of spiritual master is actually Shrauta Vakya. Whatever comes out from the mouth of our spiritual master is Mahavakya. Guru Mukha, Mahavakya. Whatever that instructions that comes out from the spiritual master's lotus mouth should be the heart and soul of a disciple. And it indicates that a disciple should carry out the instructions of his spiritual master without deviation. So as per the instructions of my spiritual master, Mahaprabhu said, because he said, Krishna mantra japa sada, a mantra sar. So therefore, because he instructed me in this chanting of the holy name, I'm simply following the instructions of my spiritual master. Because he knew that I'm not eligible to read any Vedanta philosophies, so he didn't instructed me to do so. And Prabhupada also writes that actually it's only the fools, they are the real fools, who give up the service of their spiritual master and think themselves little advanced in spiritual knowledge. So even devotees, those who have read a lot of philosophies, a lot of books from other acharyas, from other commentaries by other acharyas, and if they have, they become puffed up that, no, I know better than my spiritual master. Their spiritual life is doomed, because no matter how much you read, how much you know, but you are still submissive to Mahaprabhu, to your spiritual master. That should be the mood, that Guru is Sarvajna. He is supreme. He knows everything. So whatever my spiritual master has instructed me, I should follow. So spiritual master knows very well how and whom to engage in what service. And Mahaprabhu depicted this. He presented his own perfect example that how his Gurudev, Ishwara Puripada, instructed him in chanting the holy name of Lord Shri Krishna. And therefore Mahaprabhu said that I'm simply following the instructions. So he himself presented himself as a perfect example that I'm following the orders of my spiritual master and everybody should do it. Because if somebody thinks that he is advanced than his spiritual master, then it's the time that one should check his spiritual progress. A disciple should always remain a fool in front of his spiritual master. That's how, no matter how much philosophies, how much books we have read, but the real mood is that one is always a fool in front of a spiritual master. That mood should be there in the disciple. And that was depicted by Mahaprabhu. Because we know that who is Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. And then also Prabhupada writes, Rig Veda tatha Yajur Veda, Sama Veda api Atharva. These are all the four Vedas. The Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda. Adhitas yena yenoktam harir iti akshara dvityam. So he says, a person who chants the syllable Hari, I know you all are on mute, but you all can chant Hari, Hari,
Hari,
Hari,
Hari.
Thank you. So those who chant the name Hari, they already know the essence of this entire four Vedas. The Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. So congratulations, you all have chanted the name Hari. So now you don't need to read all those four Vedas. That's what Prabhupada says, that those who chant the name of Hari, they have already studied the four Vedas, that is Samaveda, Rigveda, Yajurveda, and Atharvaveda. So Krishna mantra haite habe samsara mochana, Krishna nama haite pave Krishna charana. Then Mahaprabhu said to Prakashananda Saraswati that Krishna mantra haite, when I'm chanting the name of mantra, of Krishna mantra, then two things are happening. And what are those two things? Samsara mochana. I am free, or whosoever chants becomes free from samsara, from this material existence. And what another thing happened is, Krishna nama haite pabe Krishnera charana. When we chant Krishna nam, we are able to get the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. We are well situated at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So Mahaprabhu said that two things happen simply by chanting the name of Krishna. First is samsara mochana. It is a freedom from entire material existence, freedom from this cycle of birth and death, freedom from this cycle of our eternal disease, that is jara mrityu jara vyadi, janma mrityu jara vyadi. So we get freedom from that eternal, that material existence, and we are eternally situated in our constitutional position of jivira swarupa hoye nitya Krishna das. And then second thing happened is Krishnera charana. We get the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Because when we are chanting, what are we asking? We are asking for the service. We don't want to become Krishna. We don't want to merge into Krishna. We don't even want directly service of Krishna. What we are asking for? Dasana das. We want to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord, lotus feet. Those who are serving Krishna's lotus feet, we want to become their servants. And that's what happened when we chant. We are asking the Supreme Lord, O attractive, O Krishna, who is all attractive, O internal potency, O Haladini Shakti of the Supreme Lord, O all pleasurable Lord Rama, please, please engage me into your service. This is a prayer when we chant, right? Then Mahaprabhu continued. He says, Nama vinu kali kale nahi aradharma sarva mantra sara mama e shastra marma. What he said, that I don't know about any dharma. You are talking about the dharma of a sannyasi to read Vedanta philosophy. He said, there is in this age of Kali, Kali Kale Nahi Aradharma, there is no other dharma in this Kali Yuga than what? Sarva Mantra Saranam. You know, you have to chant the holy name of Krishna, which is the essence, which is the sar of this entire Vedic hymns, Shastra Marma. All the Shastra says that one should chant the holy name. And to this Mahaprabhu said, how can I say that? Because my Gurudev, Ishwara Puripa, told me that just keep this verse in your throat. And what is that verse? This verse is from the Shastras. So keep that verse in the throat and just focus on the holy name. And what is that verse? Hare Rinama, Hare Rinama, Hare Rinama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. It's not the fault of redundancy that it's saying that khalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva three times. But it's to put the emphasis on that there is no other dharma in this Kali Yuga. There is no other way, but only way is to keep this Hare Nam going on. So this way Mahaprabhu was telling that because my Gurudev told me to keep this verse in my kantha, in my throat, so I'm remembering this verse and I'm always engaged in chanting the holy name. And then Mahaprabhu revealed that since I received this order from my Gurudev, I'm always engaged in chanting the holy name. But you know what happened? When I chant this holy name, I go into ecstasy. I lose myself. Then I sometimes cry. I sometimes dance. I sometimes laugh. I sing like a madman. I roam on the street because I have no control on myself. I think that this is the only way through which I can submit to the instructions of my Gurudev. So I did it. But the after effect of chanting the name is that, you know, I lose control on myself. And Mahaprabhu says, Dhariya dharite nari, hailama unmata, hasi khandi nachi gai, yache madhamata. You know, while patiently with dhairya, when I am able to chant this holy name, then what happened is that I lose control on myself. Hasi khandi nachi gai. You know, sometimes I hasi, sometimes I laugh, sometimes khandi, sometimes I cry, nachi, sometimes I dance, sometimes gai, sometimes I sing, madamata, just like a madman, and I roam around in the streets. So I basically have no control on myself. And then Mahaprabhu says, Pagala haila ami, dharya nahi mane, eta chinti neve delun, guru racharane. Pagala haila ami, I become like a madman. Main pagal ho jata hun. I really become like a madman and I just dance on the street, losing all control on myself. When I chant this holy name, and considering this, I submitted once to my Gurudev. I told this problem. I went to the lotus feet of my Gurudev and I told this problem to my Gurudev that this is what is happening to me. You told me to chant Krishna's name. And when I chant this holy name, I lose control on myself. I become like a madman. So what kind of mantra have you given me, O Gurudev? Kiva mantra deli goshai, kiva tara bala. What was in there in your mind? Why you gave me this mantra? What kind of mantra that you have given to me? Japite japite mantra kharila pagala. The more I chant, the more I become mad. Mahaprabhu told all this to Prakashananda Saraswati. That I was also very upset. I'd lose all control on myself and I don't know what I'm doing. So I went to my Gurudev and I told this problem that this is what is happening. What kind of mantra you have given to me, Gosai? That japite jamite mantra kharila pagala. The more I chant, the more I become mad while chanting this mantra. And then Mahaprabhu told that when I submitted this request in front of Ishwara Puripad, my spiritual master replied that actually, anyone who chants this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra immediately develops bhav, immediately develops emotions. And actually, you know, Ishwara Puripad was happy. And Prabhupada writes that seeing the disciples' progress, spiritual master gladdens. So just like a parent is so happy seeing his child grow up, you know, when the child is born, and later when the child starts crawling, parents are in jubilation and they are so happy seeing their child now crawling. And then they're so happy seeing their child walking. Though that walk may be a feeble walk, you know, sometimes the child will walk and then fall and then walk and then fall again, stand up, try to walk and then fall. But seeing the progress of the child, the parents become so happy. So similarly, the spiritual master also becomes so happy when the disciple progresses in the path of Krishna consciousness. Actually, this is the desire of a spiritual master. Spiritual master always wants that their disciple should take up the process of Krishna consciousness very, very seriously and should progress in their life. This is what the spiritual master comes from the spiritual world for. They come for us so that they can uplift us and we become uplifted. So there is a contract between us and the spiritual master. So spiritual master side's contract is that he gives us initiation. He initiates in Krishna mantra. He guides us. But our side of contract is that we should be really serious and sincere while following the orders of spiritual master. So just like a parent is happy, spiritual master also becomes jubilant when he sees that disciple is progressing. So Mahaprabhu was saying that actually my spiritual master smiled and internally he was happy and he said, don't worry, Krishna Chaitanya, don't worry. You are chanting this Krishna mantra and you are getting these symptoms of bhava that you are losing control on yourself is actually a symptom that you are chanting it so purely. I'm just saying, but it's from the side of the spiritual master, but Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord himself. And then Ishwara Puripad said that actually when somebody chants Krishna's name, then all other four purusharthas, we know there are four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, they all become insignificant in the front of the pancham purushartha, which is Krishna prema. So pancham purushartha is devotional service, the bhakti, right? It's devotional service unto Lord Shri Krishna. So that is the pancham purushartha, Krishna prema. So when somebody is into that Krishna prema, then all other four purusharthas, that is dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, they are just insignificant. They just appear like a drop in front of this entire ocean of Krishna prema. So this is how Ishvara Puripad said, and he said that hasya nachya mura karaya kradana etasuni guru hasi balila vachana. So when I submitted this request, my Gurudev was very happy and he said, don't worry. While chanting, if happiness comes, laughter comes, crying comes, or any other bhava or any other ecstatic symptoms comes, you know, don't worry. It's the after effect of chanting. And then he said, yes, this is the bhava that comes in the heart of a pure devotee. And Mahaprabhu said that, my Gurudev said that, it is very good, my dear child, Krishna Chaitanya, that you have attained the supreme goal of life by developing this love of God. Because that's why you are losing all control on yourself. Because you have developed that bhav, that ecstasy. And I'm so much, very much pleased with you. Rather, I'm so much obliged to you that you have followed my instructions and you have actually achieved that parama purushartha, the super excellent goal of life. So this way, Ishvara Puripad instructed, and he says, Nacho gao bhakta sangha kare sankirtana, Krishna nama upadeshi tare sarvajana. And not only that, he told me that keep continuing. My dear child, continue dancing, continue singing. Nacho gao bhakta sanghe kare sankirtana. You know, just chant, just dance. And with other devotees, just do sankirtan on the streets. Krishna nama upadeshi thare sarvajana. Because by chanting this Krishna name, by instructing the Krishna name to others, you will be able to uplift all other fallen souls. So you are doing my job this way, you know, Ishvara Puripad was telling. Because as Mahaprabhu said, that prithvi iti acheya nagaradi grama, that my name will spread in every town and village. These are the verdict of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu himself said these words. So what is the doubt? What doubt is there that these words will not be fulfilled? Of course it will. And we are seeing it now. It's being fulfilled. You know, every place we can go and we can find Hare Krishna devotees. So Mahaprabhu's words will definitely come because these are the words of the Supreme Lord. But then what is on our shoulder? On our shoulder is to be an instrument, to become a nimit matram in Mahaprabhu's words. It will come true whether we participate or don't participate. The words of Mahaprabhu will definitely come true. But when we participate, we are purifying our own self. We are becoming an instrument in that mission. And we are just an instrument. We are just a nimit matram. But Mahaprabhu is feeling so obliged to each and every one of us who are taking this mission as our heart and soul. And this is what Ishvara Puripad instructed Mahaprabhu, saying, Nacho gao bhakta sangha kare sankirtana. Oh my child, just continue dancing. Continue doing sankirtan with all the other devotees, because this is the way you are going to uplift all other fallen souls. And Prabhupada writes that actually this is the ambition of every spiritual master, to see the disciples not only progressing themselves, not only chanting, dancing and follow the regulative principles, but also preaching this sankirtan movement to others, so that others can be delivered. Going for book distribution, chanting the holy name, doing sankirtan on the streets. It's so important. It's so important. So when we have something very good, you know, when some sale is there, on Amazon or any store, you know, when we get benefit, we want to share it with others, right? So this is the supreme sale. When we are getting benefit out of chanting this holy name, why should we be miser and just confine it to our own self? We should not. We should spread this movement like anything. And we should become an instrument, a part, not for Mahaprabhu, but for at least for our own purification. And if not for our purification, but at least for Mahaprabhu, either way it works, but become the part of Mahaprabhu's movement. And he's, that Prabhupada says that I'm so happy when somebody preached this Krishna consciousness to others. So that should be the principle. Then actually, you know, it is said that there are two types of devotees. One may be a Ghoshtanandis, another may be a Bhajanandis. Ghoshtanandis are just who are satisfied to cultivate their own devotional service within oneself. You know, they are also good. I'm not saying, but Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mood was that be a Bhajanandi, not be a Ghoshtanandis. Don't be just satisfied with your own bhajan, but be a bhajanandi. Take an opportunity to uplift others, to share this Krishna consciousness to others, so that others can also progress in their spiritual life. In this regard, I just remembered one prayer I'll read out. It's from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is depicted, the same mood was depicted to, by Prahlad Maharaj. So we all know the pastime when Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Narsingadeva appeared and he ripped off the intestines of Hiranyakashipu and he saved Prahlad. At that time, Lord Narsingadeva asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Oh my child, ask whatever you want. What do you want?" And at that time, Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he said a series of prayers. And out of those prayers, this prayer he says, "Naivo dvije paradurat. So what Prahlad Maharaj said was, Naivo dvije para durattaya vaitharanyas. So Vaitarnya, we know the Vaitarni river, which divides the material world and the spiritual world. Sorry. Prahlad Maharaj said to cross over that river and go to the spiritual world is insurmountable. It is durattaya. It is very, very difficult. But he says, Na udva dvije, O my Lord Narsingadev, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of this, that how will I cross this material existence? How will I cross over this Vaitarni river? How will I go to that spiritual world, which is so, so, so difficult, it's insurmountable to cross. But I'm not afraid. Why? Because Tvad Virya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta. Because I'm always absorbed in what? In Tvad Virya, by glorifying your glories, your glorious activities. I'm always engaged in glorifying your glorious activities. Gayana, I'm always engaged in chanting your and distributing, Prabhupada writes. Not only chanting, but distributing. Mahamrita Magna Chitta, that great ocean of nectarian bliss. And I'm always absorbed in that great ocean of nectarian bliss by chanting your holy name, by distributing your holy name. So I'm not afraid whether I'll be able to cross this insurmountable river and will be able to grow to that, go to the other side, which is the spiritual world. But I'm always lamenting. I'm lamenting on what? I'm lamenting on those materialistic people whose indriyarthas, whose indriyas, whose their senses are always engaged in gratifying themselves. Those who are gross materialist, because they are vimukha chaitasa, because they have turned their face away from you. They are bereft of Krishna consciousness. So I worry about those. I lament on those who have turned their face away from you and are simply engaged in sense gratification, in engaging their senses just to gratify themselves. And what are they achieving? Maya sukham. They are achieving a temporary happiness. That happiness which is totally illusory. Because that's not the everlasting happiness what these gross materialistic people are having. When they are engaging all their senses to gratify their own senses, then how long that can last? It is not everlasting. It is just a temporary. It is illusion. And they are in that bharam. And they are there in that illusion. And so they are udvato, who are lifting, you know, this the heavy weight of this entire material existence on their shoulders. So I know that they are vimudan. They are not only fools and rascals, they are vimudan. They are vishesha rupena fools, because they know that whatever they are having, the temporary happiness they are achieving out of working day and night like asses and donkeys, they are simply wasting their time. I know they are typical type of, specific type of vimudas, you know, fools, special type of fools, because no, they know that some temporary happiness is coming, and just for achieving those temporary happiness, they are working day and night. So this was the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. I'll read the translation. Oh, best of the great personalities, he's regarding it to Lord Nrisimhadev. I'm not at all afraid of material existence. For whatever I stay, I'm fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for those material happiness in maintaining their families, their societies, their countries. I'm simply concerned with love for them. And this is what, you know, the mood of Ishwara Puripad was to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says that not only yourself, but nacho gao bhakta sange kare sankirtana, because Krishna naam upadeshi tare sarvajana, because just by chanting this Krishna name, you will be able to uplift all the fallen souls of this material world. So this way, you know, Mahaprabhu was instructed, and this is what Mahaprabhu told Prakashananda Saraswati, that this is what the you know, the mood of my Gurudev was, and I, because I'm following his orders, so you know, I'm not interested in studying any kind of Vedanta philosophy. And then, you know, what all happened, how Prakashananda Saraswati, we all know that we have read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we know that Prakashananda Saraswati heart got transformed, melted, and he finally got transformed. And he also started chanting and dancing in the streets of Varanasi. But what all further happened, you know, how Mahaprabhu convinced, how his heart got transformed, that we will see tomorrow. Because this is just, I told you right in the starting, that conversations with Prakashananda Saraswati was in two chapters. And this chapter was the first chapter that we discussed. And tomorrow what all happened and how Prakashananda Saraswati's heart got transformed, we'll see later. But now we'll end up. And before ending, I would like to share one clipping. Why I want to share the clipping, because I would have paraphrased those words, but if I would have even paraphrased, that would have not been of any impact, because I'm not on that level. I'm not able to walk my talk properly. So therefore I thought, let me just share the clipping so that you can hear directly from the authority. So it's a 2-minute clipping. I'll share it with you all. Just bear with me.
Mataji, is it YouTube?
I don't know. I'll share, Mataji. Hope you all can see. It's 2 minutes, 46 seconds.
Yes, we can see that, Mataji.
Recognize the difference between Krishna's external energy and internal energy. Recognize the difference between the body and the soul, and become situated. It's a serious matter. And in spite of coming here, if you are not serious about it, then what's the point in having these arrangements? As your spiritual master, I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to guide you in the spiritual life. And I take that responsibility very seriously. Just as your spiritual master, I am prepared to take all your karma and go to hell forever. I don't mind that even. Yes, as a guru, the guru has to accept the karma of his disciples. So guru does that, and at the same time guru has all these responsibilities. And therefore a guru needs the help from the disciples. And only help that he needs is your sincere commitment. You have accepted initiation, so please become serious about your spiritual life. And that's how you are going to relieve me of my burden. To become a guru is not an easy thing. It's a very, very serious responsibility. Anyway, please become serious about your spiritual life. Please become serious about your spiritual life.
Thank you all so much. We'll stop here. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, aur Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Hare
Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. Such a beautiful class. Yes, Mataji, go ahead.
Hare Krishna Kirtita Sule Mataji. Thank you very much for giving us this class.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Go ahead.
Komudiki Mataji, we can't hear you clearly, Mataji. You are saying still anything.
No, Mataji wants Preeti Mataji to go ahead, I guess. That's what I found.
Okay.
Thank you, Komodaki Mataji. Thank you, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, for such a fantastic class. Thank you, as you were reading through the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita verses, explaining them, and also explaining what Mahaprabhu said verbatim. That was very, very nice. And thanks for the final clip as well. It's very, very potent to hear directly from Maharaj. Thank you for putting that. And yes, we should take this process very seriously. It's a reminder that we have to take in every day, because sometimes we get so familiar, we take it for granted, we don't appreciate this gift. So thank you so much for giving that reminder in a timely fashion. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasini Mataji. But I'll only pray to each and every one of you that I may be able to bless me so that I may be able to keep up to my Gurudev's words and be a good disciple, at least in his eyes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dhanavad Pranam. Very, very touchy class, I would say. Beautiful. I've been saying many a time, I would say very touchy. Especially the last clip. I have seen it in the group also, and again, it doesn't lose its potency by seeing it again and again, whether it makes, you know, keep reminder. And in the class also, you were mentioning that we have to be instrument, and that's what Krishna says to Arjuna, that you just be instrument. You know, they will be anyway killed whether you do it or not. So we are rather so fortunate that, you know, we are getting the chance to be an instrument. That itself is a fortune. But how do we keep reminding ourselves it's a fortune, and like don't get accustomed to it? Like, okay, devotee sangha is not a big deal. Serving Krishna is not a big deal. Everybody does, so am I doing. How do I keep this mood that, you know, this is something that I'm very fortunate that I have gotten? And at the same time, Maharaj was saying what you had mentioned earlier, that we need to become, as our part of the contract or the deal is, we become sincere and serious. And the same thing, of course, Maharaj was saying in his the clipping. How do we become serious and sincere, Mataji?
You're asking a wrong person, Mataji. But how to become serious? And that seriousness, that sincerity will come when we are really grateful from our heart. You know, externally, yes, we all say Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Gurudev. But we really mean Jai Prabhupada. When the Prem Dhavani happens in the temple, we just bow down and we say Jai, 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 Jai. But how much we mean, how much we mean. So that sincerity, that seriousness will only come when we are really grateful from the bottom of our heart, from the core of our heart. And if we are grateful, then yes, then sincerity will definitely come. Nobody can stop that. But that gratefulness come, that utmost, emergency situation should come. Suppose if we are really, you know, stuck in an accident, or God forbid, if something wrong happens to us, then we chant Narsingadev prayers, the His Pranam Mantra. And the sincerity with which we chant, we can notice. You know, that sincerity is altogether different. Why that sincerity comes? Who tells us at that time that you have to be really sincerely chanting Narsingadev? No, because the time, the hour is so important, you know, that time is so important that it becomes an urgent situation and it comes directly from the heart. So every day we should think that, you know, the time is running from our hand. It's running. Just like you take a fist sand, you know, in your fist and you just make the sand run out. So immediately the sand will come out. Right? How much time will it take? So same here, our life is also the same. It's just the matter of urgency. It's just the matter of being grateful. And if we have all that, then seriousness and sincerity will definitely come, Mataji. Hope that helps.
Yes, Mataji. I was on that note, I was just thinking that whenever I get up and I manage to go to the temple for Mangal Arati, it is very dark and I'm chanting Narsimhadev's prayer very sincerely till I reach the gate of the temple. And as soon as I enter the temple, the intensity gets reduced because I know I'm in a safer place. And, you know, please pray for me, Mataji, that the intensity remains, whether I'm safe or not safe, that I remain grateful. Please pray for me, Mataji. Please, that's all I can ask for. Thank you so much.
We all should pray for each other. We all are in the same boat with Prabhupada as our captain. We all are together as a Prabhupada family. We should all pray for each other that our utsaha, our nishchat, our dhairya should not reduce, should not be diluted at any point of time. No matter the situation is conducive or not conducive, our circumstances are favorable or not favorable, but our utsaha, our nishchat, our dhairya should be consistent. We all should pray for each other.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad Pranam.
Parneshwari Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Kirtida Sundari Mataji. What a beautiful class. Before you would put on a clip of your Guru Maharaj, I was just thinking how much love you have for your Guru Maharaj. Didn't know you were going to put his clip on. And I was thinking, you just so much imbibed his mood. And then also your anandam as you were narrating this story. Every time you were chanting the verses, we could see how much you have imbibed those verses and have really felt the essence of those verses. Simply beautiful class. And of course, Guru Maharaj's words at the end, you can also see his mood of how serious, you know, and I think that we tend to forget, you know, how much our Guru Maharajas have taken on for us. And it's a wonderful reminder that they are willing to do this for us. And what are we willing to do for them? Right. So thank you so much for the beautiful class. And I was thinking, especially when you were saying how this is going to, you know, his name is going to be chanted in every town and village, regardless of what we do, right? So why don't we join in the bandwagon, right? Though it's a Prabhupada marathon now, right? Christmas marathon during this time, you know? And this is the time that we return, show our gratitude by sharing the essence of Krishna consciousness. just chanting the name with somebody else, just giving them a book. We just have to try whether they take or not. That's, we don't have to worry about that. We just have to go out and do it. So thank you for that reminder. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. But whatever you said is little false when you see that I have imbibed that mood. No, Mataji, I haven't yet. It's all external if you see something, because I have yet a long way to go to please my Gurudev. A long way to go. Thank you. I'm pretty sure with all your prayers, with all your associations, with all your blessings, the day will be mine. One day I'll do it. Thank you. Yes, Vinita.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. As everybody is saying, clip is very strong. We need that clip every day to watch, because we sometimes take for granted that we are fixed in Krishna consciousness, we got initiated, what is there for us, right? Like that we feel. But it is so nice, Mataji. Coincidentally, today I hear Guru Maharaj lecture also. It's only Nisraya Patak Swami Maharaj. Every day I hear one lecture. And today's lecture was about initiation only. And he was also telling the same thing. He was giving a very beautiful example. If I don't know if I'll take much time, but I just wanted to tell this. So he was telling there is one boy who takes the tobacco every day, and he becomes very bad, and he has to go to the hospital. And then when he go to the hospital, doctor says him stop this tobacco, but drink 2 cups of milk every day. So what he does is he go back and he takes the 2 cups of milk. He's thinking that, okay, now I'm taking 2 cups of milk, so I can take tobacco also. So then he takes the tobacco also. So this is our situation. Now we are thinking that we are there already in Krishna consciousness. Okay, let me do a little of material desires. And Guru Maharaj is saying so much, like Guru is a shelter and Shastra is a mother. So we need to take shelter of this. And such a strong lecture for today. Both lectures, really, it is for me that I am not so sincere. I'm just taking it for granted. And Guru Maharaj, both Guru Maharaj said, like, you know, come on, now you have to take it. So today I'm feeling so fortunate, Mataji, to hear your class, especially the clip, which moved me a lot. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mataji. Yeah, very true, very true. His Holiness Jai Padaka Swami Maharaj said, it's very true that, you know, that's what happened when we get initiated. We think, okay, one job done, you know, one I've done it, something, you know. So let me now just try to get second initiation. But my Guru Maharaj and all other Guru Maharajas, they all say that actually initiation is the beginning. It's the stepping stone now. So now is the real test. Up till initiation, it's okay. But now is the real test, that after initiation, how you are going to maintain your sadhana, how you are going to please your Gurudev, how you are going to follow the instructions. That's what is important. And maintenance is always tough. You know, it's easy to create. It's easy to destruct. It's easy to come into ISKCON, take initiation. It's very easy to go away from ISKCON, leave ISKCON. But to maintain our standards in ISKCON is very, very difficult. Yes, thank you, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. Even you were telling about the other thing also, right? Like how sometimes we get into ignorance and think that we know better than the Guru. Yeah. Even Guru Maharaj was talking about that. In this, it's like, you know, in the morning what I heard, it was like repeating for me now, and it was so nice. For that also, he was giving an example of old carpenter and young carpenter going into the jungle. And the old carpenter says, you're going into jungle for cutting the wood, but you have to be careful, you have to carry the weapon. But he says, no, no, why do I need weapon? I have saw with my hand. I will saw the wood and I will scare the animal. But by the time he saw the wood, the animal will come and bite him and eat it. So so we should have, you know, like intelligence. Like we have to take the Guru's instruction seriously. Don't think that you know better than him. So that is the another thing example today I heard, Mataji. And your class was so beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much, Hari Bol.
Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika, Mataji, for sharing both the paths. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vinita Mataji, for sharing. Mahendra.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Gauranga. Mataji, it was a very fantastic and wonderful class. I was so I can see how much you love to your Guru Maharaj and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm really, because when you talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very, very ecstatic. So you all the time, you do very nicely the class. Mataji, I'm so fortunate. I got this association and I can join this one. So Krishna gave me this association. So I am so grateful to Krishna too. Thank you.
Mataji, thank you for your association. I know every day, you know, without fail, you are joining the sessions and you yourself is getting so much benefit. And with your association, we are also getting so much inspired. Thanks to you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
You all doing very good services. I'm not able to do anything right now.
Shravanam, Mataji, you are doing Shravanam.
Yeah.
This is the best of all services. Right? Every day you are there. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Namaste, pranam.
Hare Krishna, Sita, Preeti, Mataji. Seeing you after a very, very long time, hearing you.
I know, Mataji. It's like crazy. I just go on the recorded lectures and I'm attending it.
So nice to see.
I cannot speak anything, Mataji. I don't know, like, the class which you shared, it was as if, you know, the reminder for me and the right time when Maharaj wanted to thank you for sharing, Mataji. I don't know, like, we talk about devotee association every now and then, but you know, a certain glimpse wherein you really come to know that listening is so important for us.
I'm
just missing you.
I know. I can really. And see our position. Our union is happening in Dallas, and we'll be missing you badly. We'll miss you badly, Mataji. Seriously, we want you. Maybe one day we all can come to Pune. Yes, but no problem, Mataji. Wherever you are, your Gurudev's blessings, our all prayers are with you. So we know that you'll be well situated. Thank you for being with us always. Thank you. Distance is not a barrier for you and us, right? You are here with us, we are there for you. That's it.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Komadiki Mataji, you want to speak? That time you were saying you want to speak, but everybody raised hands, so I could not ask you. Sorry, Mataji, if you want to go ahead, you can go ahead, Mataji. Sukhsagari Mataji, you can please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanur Pranams. Very nice class, Mataji. It just, you know, is a lesson to me in person, and personally, that how much I have to more, you know, take our scriptures more seriously and study them, because, you know, like you had rightly said, unless we can defeat the Mayavad philosophy, you know, that was the aim of the preaching of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also. Like yesterday, you know, when I was when we were discussing this chapter 4 from Prabhupada Lilamrita, where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was so keen on, you know, like dismissing Mayavad philosophy in this entire world, and you know, he was such a prolific you know, speaker and debater, that he could defeat anybody with his arguments. So such a high standard all our acharyas are at, and that's something. And especially after listening to your class, how you know Prakashananda Saraswati is going to be defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, with his beautiful exposition of the Vedanta. So it just gives me more motivation to learn more seriously, Mataji. And I'm so grateful to all the organizers for bringing on such nice speakers on TLC. So that's giving me more impetus to take it seriously, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hari Bol.
Thank you so much, Sukhsagari Mataji. Thank you for your association always.
Hare Krishna, Kirti Dasundari Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to all the Guru Maharajas, and all glories to you for such a beautiful class, Mataji. I really hope you're feeling better. And it was, I think, a very, very emotional class, and definitely wonderful, such very strong message for me to learn to be serious and be thankful for being in the moment and make the best use of it. Thank you very much, Mataji. I did have some questions in the beginning, but then your message just takes it all off. You know, this is definitely very important. Hare Krishna, a wonderful class, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. I'm very grateful for your association. I'm very grateful to Bhakti Sangha for wonderful speakers. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Indulekha Mataji. But still, if you have any questions, you can always write it down, or just we can call, talk, whatever comfortable.
No, my question was, like you said, that Prakashananda Saraswati, he took to the chanting of the holy name. So he was one of the big Mayavadi sannyasis of that time. So if he and all of his associates took to the holy name, then why didn't it carry on for the to the other places? Why didn't like the Mayavadis take on to it more? Why didn't they continue that process?
Saraswati and all other associates did took to this process of chanting Hare Krishna, but again, whomsoever Mahaprabhu wants, the mercy will come, you know. And Mahaprabhu's mercy is just like the sun shining brightly. But others, if they have literally closed their windows with heavy duty cloth of curtains, then what can be done, right? So other Mayavadi sannyasis were not able to take it up because they are more conditioned and they don't want to accept the process. And moreover, as time moves on, you know, the knowledge gets lost. So even after Mahaprabhu, when he inundated the entire India with this Krishna prema, but still after when he left, he winded off his pastimes, few years later, everything got lost. And it was then again brought forward by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he became the instrument in bringing up all the teachings of Mahaprabhu. So for, you know, as per the time, everything gets lost also. So that way we can understand.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you very much, Mataji. Wonderful class. Actually, it is like a continuation morning class. Yeah. And that also talks about, and then again with morning class is also the same thing. Even Guru Maharaj class is talking about the same thing. So, yeah, it is a very strong impact. At least for a few days, we have to think about this and meditate on this. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Yes, even I heard morning class by Shripad Madhavendra Puri and Madhavanda Prabhu. And Madhavanda Prabhu was also stressing on the association of devotees, that how important it is. It was a wonderful class. If anybody had missed it, I would really recommend that please go and hear that morning session by Madhavanda Prabhu. It was a brilliant session. Okay, Radharani Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much once again, Mataji, for such an amazing class. And it was, that's what like everyone was saying, such a wonderful class. And how important, you were talking about the chanting and being grateful to everybody. So, and amazing to hear from Maharaj Mataji. That was very nice ending. And thank you so much, Mataji, for opening our eyes all the time. So we should be very cautious. And with expressing our gratitude to you, with your permission, we'll end our call here, Mataji.
1 minute, Mataji. One devotee is asking my...
Yeah, your video.
Padma Mataji, I think so.
But my email ID, so let me just give my email ID so that they can, they can connect. So I have shared my number and my email ID. So if you
they were asking for the video clipping which you have shared, if it is possible, you
can share. How do I share? Here in this itself? I don't know.
Or in
Mataji, you can Sangha put it in group. WhatsApp, Mataji. In the main group, you can put it.
Okay. Okay. I don't know whether to all the groups.
Mataji, yes, Mataji, because we don't know where, who is listening to it, right?
Yeah, I'll share. I'll share in all the groups. Sure. Any other question? Some
realization. Shall I read them, Mataji?
No, Mataji. I'm just seeking for some questions because somebody have really personal messaged me. So
Okay.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Let's pay our obeisances to Mataji. Vansha Kalpata Rupyasya Krupa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Har Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.